Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Israel Pesach Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. The Shir is on Masechah Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, and the topic is Two for the Price of One, Bless You. Tonight's Shir is on a very, very interesting topic where you actually have two almost parallel Gemaras and two different Masechtos, but each one brings down the almost exact same Sugya with the exact same Rishonim, the exact same Tanaim, exact same Amoraim, and even the exact same random Agarata that's quoted afterwards, and yet we come up with two completely different conclusions. And what you can learn from this year, hopefully, is not just the actual content knowledge, but that, it, again, as we say all the time, knowing is half the battle, and knowing why we do something and understanding why we do something really makes a difference in terms of the practical halach and the implications. The case that we're talking about is a situation which comes up kimat every day, or at least every weekday. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan hayulafan of mitzvos harbe. Somebody had a number of mitzvos to do at one time. What are we talking about? So Rashi brings down the first case, which is does not happen every day, obviously, which is lito lulav and leishe basukkah. Somebody is, let's say, about to go ahead and bench lulav in his sukkah and probably eat something, so he's going to be making a leishe basukkah and al tilas lulav. That's the one that doesn't come up every day, but this one, second one, does. It's lahaniach tefillin ulisatef batzitzis, to go ahead and put on talis and tefillin. Person's putting talis and tefillin, and you know, we are two different mitzvos, so you would think, you know, what do we do every day? We go ahead and we first make the bracha on the tzitzis, then we go make a bracha on the tefillin. The reason we do tzitzis first is because of tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. When a lot, very often when we're faced with two different mitzvos to do, we, at the same time, which one comes first? We usually do the one that's more common first. And since tefillin is only done on weekdays, and tzitzis is done every day, including Shabbos and Yontif, so therefore we go ahead and make the bracha on tzitzis first. Fine. And that's what you would tell me right now if I had to ask you. You have tzitzis and tefillin, of course you're going to make two brachos. The only question would be, maybe which one do you do first? However, if you go ahead and look at what we're dealing with right over here, this happens to be a machlokas tanaim. And to the point where the Tana Kama actually says the following, Tana Rabbanan hayu lefano of mitzvos harbe. If somebody had multiple mitzvos to do, so what is the halacha? So the Tana Kama says, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Al HaMitzvos. You actually make a bracha with the words Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Al HaMitzvos. No, it's not a joke. It's actually real. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, Mivarech HaKol Achas V'Achas B'fnei Atzma. Each and every bracha gets its, each and every mitzvah gets its own bracha. And of course, we want to go ahead and try to figure out and understand what exactly this machlokas is all about. I think Rabbi Yehuda is going to seem to be pretty apparent. You're doing two mitzvahs, each mitzvah gets its own bracha. What's the issue with the chachamim? So the truth of the matter is, a simple understanding of the chachamim is going to actually not put them in the defensive, but it's actually going to put Rabbi Yehuda in the defensive. And I'll tell you why. We know that making a bracha is something very special. We get a chance to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And almost like we're speaking to him when we say the words Baruch Atah, it's like really directly speaking to Hashem, thanking him for the opportunity to do mitzvos, to eat, and to the opportunity to get benefit from certain foods and spices and so on, all the wonderful things that we have in this world that help make us better. But making a bracha also bears a certain responsibility. Hashem's name is so holy to us that there's actually a commandment in the Aseret Dibros of Lo Sisa. Furthermore, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lama Gimel Man Aleph tells us, Amar Rav Yisem Reish Lakish. We quote Rav. Some say it was Reish Lakish. V'yamrila Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Darmi Tarvayu. Some say it was Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish themselves saying it together. Kol Hamivarech Bracha Shein Atzricha. Somebody who makes a bracha that's not necessary. Over Mishum Lo Sisa. He's violated that third of the Ten Commandments of don't mention Hashem's name in vain. What's the reason behind this mitzvah? Or what's the root or understanding of this mitzvah? So the Sefer Achinuch on that mitzvah writes, Al Kain, Kedei Bechbo Ha'inyin Azel B'Vavenu, in order to set this matter in our hearts, V'Leyos Yiraso Al Pneinu, and that Hashem's fear should be on our faces, L'Chayoseinu, to give us life, L'Zachoseinu, and to give us merits, Chiyavdu B'Mitzvah Hazos, In order to go ahead and show that Hashem's name is so holy, and we should fear Hashem, if we're careful not even to mention Hashem's name for no reason, by not even mentioning the name of Hashem, that shows how great the name is, and it gives us a certain understanding. This is very classic within the Sefer HaChinuch, but of course the Sefer HaChinuch is very much into the idea of Acharei HaPe'ulos Nimshichos HaLevavos, that our actions influence our thoughts in our hearts. And by doing this, and by showing such reverence to Hashem's name, what we're doing is we're showing that if we're revering the name, so then we're also going to be revering the entity. That being said, when a person has multiple mitzvahs to do, he should therefore show proper deference to Hashem's name and use one bracha to express his joy to perform the mitzvah. After all, if you want to give an example, when somebody has an orange and an apple, we don't pick up the orange and say Borei Pri Eitz, and then pick up the apple and say Borei Pri Eitz. We go ahead and say a formulation that covers both. We say Borei Pri Eitz on both. So here also, you have talis, you have tefillin. So we're going to go ahead and make the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvotzav V'Tzivanu Ala Mitzvos. Now, you're probably wondering, I've never ever heard of this bracha other than when I've learned the sugya in Masechta Sukkah. Clearly, we don't follow this halacha. But what does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Chachamim are making a very compelling argument. So the truth of the matter is, the Gemara goes out of its way to ask the following questions. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yisema, Rabbi Hananya Bar Papa, Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa, who's famous for the Siyum, but is also quoted in this Gemara right over here, says the following, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, bless Hashem each and every single day. Or Hashem is blessed each and every single day. Now, Gemara looks at this Pasuk and takes a very literal stance to it and says, wait a second, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, blesses Hashem each day. What? We only make brachos during the day. We don't make brachos at night. Ella, rather, Baal Omer Lach, it comes to tell us the following. B'chol yom v'yom, each and every day, tein lo me'in b'chosav, you give him, you give Hashem, relevant brachos to the day. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. What do I mean by giving relevant brachos to the day? So Rashi says, Shal Shabbos, on Shabbos, main Shal Shabbos, we give the Shabbos brachos, and others we daven a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. The Girsa on the side corrects the Girsa of Rashi, which says Chol, and changes it to Rosh Chodesh, and says, Shal Rosh Chodesh, main Shal Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, we add Yalav Yavo, Shal Yom Tov, main Shal Yom Tov, on Yontif, we add in a Yontif Tikkun Shmoneh Esrei, and the idea kind of goes like this. We already have a precedent, one that is by Yontif for Shabbos, where what do? We compartmentalize our tefillos and our brachos to make sure to make a bracha for each one at the proper time. So too here by mitzvos, we are able and furthermore required to make a bracha for each and every mitzvah that we perform. This is not a bracha she'ina tzricha, an unnecessary bracha, which diminishes the honor of Hashem, but adarabba, just the opposite. This is an extra honor to Hashem. We get to express our thanks for the ability to benefit from so many different types of mitzvos. So yes, while you have the same idea, could be used by the Chachamim to show a lack of Kavod Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that no, this is exactly Kavod Hashem, and by doing this, we're making a bigger Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So it happens to be, this is the halacha that's brought down. The Gemara says Hilchasuk Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam quotes this halacha also in Perek Yud, halach, Perek Yud Aleph, halacha Yud. Here are the words of the Rambam. Ha'yulafana mitzvos harbe, enu mevarach asher kiddushan mitzvosav v'tzivanu ala mitzvos. Interesting. The Rambam doesn't just go ahead and give the psak. Rather, he says, we don't follow the Chachamim. Ela mevarach al kol achas v'achas bifnei atzma. Rather, each one has its own bracha. Why does the Rambam simply go ahead and say, not just simply go ahead and say, we follow Rabbi Yehuda and say, we don't follow the Chachamim? Probably because one of the ideas, very simply, is that we have a rule that says, Yachid v'rabim, alachid k'rabim. Here, this is almost the exception. But Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is so compelling Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is so compelling, therefore, it comes on to say, that we're going to be going ahead and following Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, and let's take it back now for a step. If Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is so compelling, then what do the Chachamim do with this particular idea of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? So the Rav explains that we can make a distinction between mentioning Shabbos and Yontif and brachas on the mitzvos. And with this, we can get to the real core of what the issue is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Rav mentions, and it's brought down in the Shimos Shiurim, the Rav says, the Haskaras Kedushas Hayom B'Tfilah Einu Shvach B'Alma. It's not a praise. Ela Kiyum De Kiddush De Mekanshin Hayom B'Tfilah. Rather, it's almost a Kiyum in the midst of Tfilah, of Kiddush. It's expressing the sanctity of the day. U'L'Shem Kach Yish L'Haskir L'Kadish Kol Yom La'atzmo. Similarly, the Chen Haskaras Shabbos V'Yantar Birkas HaMazon Einu Shvach B'Alma. It's not a praise. Ela din b'kiyum mitzvah suda Shabbos b'yantif. To make something in suda of Shabbos and yantif, to crystallize it and to finalize it and to nuke it. Give it the final idea that this is a suda Shabbos and yantif. We have to go ahead and mention Ritzei, we have to mention Yalav Yavo and benching. In fact, I remember hearing many years ago, the shiur that Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen gave, is that, quoting the Rav, that if a person forgot to say Ritzei in benching, and they didn't bench, there's a whole question about whether you have to eat the suda all over again. Something that after a person goes through the fish, the kugel, and the cholent, and the kishka, and everything else, it's definitely not the most appetizing perspective to go ahead and eat a second Shabbos suda back-to-back, so therefore be very careful to say Ritzei. Now, same thing is true as far as Rosh Chodesh. The Rav says it's important for us to go ahead and be, and to keep the Seder Chadoshim. However, this is the idea of mentioning each day. That's the idea of Zechira. It's a din in Kiddush. Birchos HaMitzvos, though, are a Shevach. It's a praise. And therefore, what the Chacham are going to be saying is, even though we have this concept by Me'ena Me'ora to do the Haskara differently, and specifically for each day, a praise is a praise. And therefore, since each mitzvah is looked as just basically in the realm of mitzvos, so that's why we go ahead and would say one bracha is enough. What Yehuda is going to be saying is that no, we're going to take this idea and we're going to transfer it to the realm of mitzvos as well, and say, just like we mention every single day specifically, we're going to be allowed to mention every single mitzvah to give Hashem praise for every mitzvah that we do. And if we ended this year right now, we would have a nice little beginning, a middle, and end, no controversy, no anything, which is, of course, why we're not going to end this year over here. But in fact, we ever told you in the beginning that there was a parallel Gemara in Maseches Brachos. It's almost the exact same Gemara. I'm going to read it to you. The topic, though, is on something totally different, and the conclusion is very, very different than what we have. The Gemara starts, or the Mishnah starts in the sixth parak of Brachos and says, when a person makes these vegetables, who omer the person makes a bracha, borei pri ha'adama, Rabbi Yehuda omer. Rabbi Yehuda, however, goes and says, borei minei d'shayim, this special bracha where he actually goes ahead and delineates between each different types of species, each different type of species and type of vegetable gets its own type of bracha. The Bar Tanur says there's also a borei minei zeronim, and you can all different kinds of other things that you have as well. So the Gemara comments, Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Seima, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, same two people. Ein halach Rabbi Yehuda. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. V'yam Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Seima, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Kra, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Does it sound familiar? V'chi b'yom mevarachin oso, v'layla ein mevarachin oso. Ela lo merlach, kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein b'chosav, hachanami, kol min v'min tein lo me'ein b'chosav. Almost a parallel sugya, the same amorayim, the same flow, the same Agadata afterwards, the same Rashi, yet the total opposite different conclusion. When it comes to Birchos HaMitzvos, we follow Rabbi Yehuda, and we make a bracha on every single one. When it comes, however, to Birchos HaNenin, we do not follow Rabbi Yehuda. And all vegetables, all peros ha'adama, whether it's tomatoes or pri hadama or yirakos or kidneys or zroim or whatever it is that we have, they all fall under the rubric of bari pri hadama. And the question is, why is that case? So the Rav points out and wants to know, what is the difference? Why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by mitzvos, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Berchos Hananin? And the Rav says the following svar, the following idea. When it comes to, we can make a big distinction between the Berchos Hananin and the Berchos HaMitzvah. And what's that distinction? Simply the act that you're doing. When you're going ahead and putting on talis, and then you're putting on your tefillin, you are doing two different separate actions. One is wrapping yourself with tzitzis, and the other one is wrapping the tefillin straps around you, tightening the tefillin straps onto your head and to your arm and so on. A person shaking a lulav, he's doing one type of a mitzvah. A person is sitting in the sukkah, he's doing another one. We're using our bodies and we're using different items and different articles in different ways to show our connection to Hashem. When you're eating, what are you doing? You eat an apple, you eat it. When you're having a tomato, pre-hadama, what are you doing? You're eating it. You have a carrot, which is yirokos. What are you doing? You're eating it. You're doing the same exact action. And therefore, the way the halacha works is that we're going to make a distinction between multiple type of actions versus the same action on different items. So what do we mean? So when it comes to doing different mitzvahs, since each mitzvah has a different action to it, so therefore, we're going to take Rabbi Yehuda's idea and say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Because different actions, each action is a way to express separate Shevach to Hashem. But when it comes to actual just eating, and the ma'aseh that you're doing by eating a carrot is the same ma'aseh you're doing by eating a tomato, so then we're not going to go ahead and say that each one deserves its own Shevach. Rather, there are certain categories that the Chachamim already set up, pri ha'etz, pri ha'adama, and then later on, hamotzi and hagafen, because of the specifics of the special nature of those foods, mizonos, because of the special nature of its food, having the shahakol is its own thing, but to go ahead and use this as the carrying through of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, we hold, not like Rabbi Yehuda that says it's on anything that you do, but it's on two things that are different actions. So what do we have? We have, again, two totally similar sugyas, two totally different conclusions. Brachos seem to be the same, but again, once we make that distinction between a berchas hamitzvah and a berchas hananin, you see that the halachos are very different, because again, knowing the reason is so much important in terms of understanding the halacha, and that's why we have different conclusions for Berchos HaMitzvah and Berchos HaNenin. Have a wonderful week. Kol Tov.